This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia says journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead and numerous Saudis have been detained in connection. The latest now from AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
United States and South Korea have suspended upcoming joint air defense drills to give diplomatic efforts with North Korea every opportunity to continue. VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul has the story.
December's planned Vigilant Ace joint exercise between the United States and South Korea has been scrapped. Vigilant Ace is one of several exercises that have been suspended since a summit in June between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to encourage dialogue aimed at getting Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. Last year's Vigilant Ace had more than 230 participating aircraft. A second summit between Trump and Kim is expected to take place in early 2019, according to a White House official. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Voting began today in Afghanistan, and the parliamentary elections have followed a campaign marred by relentless violence. President Ashraf Ghani congratulated Afghans on another election and praised the security forces, especially the Air Force, for getting ballots to remote regions of the country so voting could take place on time. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence, law enforcement, and security agencies all warning Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections in November, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says other countries are trying to undermine confidence in the American democracy.
We continue to see Russians and increasingly Iranian and other Chinese actors continue to use social media to influence the American public, to sow discord and increase divisiveness.
U.S. has unsealed the criminal complaint against 44-year-old Elena Kosyanova of St. Petersburg, making her the first Russian charged in connection with interference in the 2018 election. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence on Friday, running into a wall of police. They're in Mexico, whose government has promised the United States it would confront the caravan. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City, where he said Mexican officials want to create situations where migrants, in his words, understand that it's not fruitful to transit through Mexico into the United States. Hong Kong authorities have received and previewed, that is, a section of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge ahead of its official opening for traffic on Tuesday, 8 years after construction began. Frank Chan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The bridge is not just a mega transport infrastructure, jointly built by Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau. The central authorities also attach great importance to it. With the unfailing efforts of the engineering teams, and as demonstrated by the outcome of the joint trial last month, the bridge is now ready for commissioning.
And the bridge they expect will boost economic development in Hong Kong. U.S. Justice Department asking a federal judge to order a painting looted by the Nazis during World War II, shipped directly to Hitler, to be returned to its owners. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the 1639 Salomon Koenig painting, A Scholar Sharpening His Quill, was in the collection of a Jewish art collector, Adolf Schloss. During World War II, the Nazis stole the painting in southern France and shipped it to Adolf Hitler's personal headquarters in Munich. It disappeared after the war, resurfacing just last year when a Chilean dealer tried to sell it through a New York auction house. The FBI seized the painting, but a court order was needed to return it to the Schloss heirs. Warren Levinson, New York.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.